You're joking, right?
Well, I'm trying to be hopeful. I'm trying to be optimistic about that.
Well, I guess you're too young to be a little pessimistic like me. The fucking things I see out there, people are stupid.
Your hair is always the other way.
No, it's not.
Guaranteed.
Okay, 1,000%. It doesn't go this way.
Yeah, it does.
No, okay. Bronson, are you on fucking drugs?
No. Bronson. No, I'm right.
Okay.
Because your hair looks off.
You want to debate me on this issue? Because I look at my face every day morning when I do my hair, which takes a minute. But
your hair looks different. Not because it's shorter. It just...
No, it literally goes... Really? Because it has a natural wave. Because I want to go back like this, fully back. But the left side grows forward.
Right, I can see it literally growing forward.
Always, right. So it has to, it sort of goes a little bit to the right. It can never go this way. Physically impossible. I have a greater chance of
my
me
hair can go out anywhere I want it.
I have a greater chance of me transitioning than it ever going the other way.
Really?
Really.
My hair goes any which way I want it, which is nice. Like I literally, even my hair is so thick that I can literally even, like right now it's dried and gelled in a position. I can change the entire position.
Okay, the problem is my hair is thick too, but the left side won't. This is the problem.
My hair is actually considered super hair by the hair doctor.
Oh my God, Bronson. Do we have to go down that road?
I'm proud of that.
That's super hair.
They took measurements of my hair to see if I was losing it, and they said it was actually super hair based on how thick and lush it was.
So I want to give a shout out to a loyal listener, Allison, over in Boca, who runs the Pokey.
Okay.
Do you know who she is?
Mm-hmm.
We went in yesterday and met her. Burke's been telling us to go in and meet her. What a...
I've met her.
What a sweet, nice young woman. She's in her 30s, so not so young, but very nice. And just want to say hello. Appreciate you listening. Thanks for always taking care of my little man, Berkey, with the pokey stuff.
She hooks Burke up at the pokey
and she
shop.
Also said, she goes, which is very true. She goes, I've known Burke for over 5 years. I've seen him grow.
Yeah.
So she goes, really, it's
I mean, I guess that's the nice thing about like a community, like living in a community.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
Is you like see the people that also live with you.
Right. So it's really nice. She says, he's such a nice young man, whatever. So mom and I went in yesterday. So shout out to Allison. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Yeah, that's what I did. I just went there. There you
go. I said, there you go. Right. Like, there you go, Allison.
There you go, Allison.
I wasn't saying to you.
Okay.
But yeah, anyways, I have super hair and we can move on from that.
Oh my God. So
although it's not so super up in the temples. That's all I'll say. You were about to say something. You said so.
By the time people listen to this, it'll be your first day of law school.
Orientation.
Still the first day, right?
Although it's like all these orientation shits are
but it's
so
only people
stupid.
That got into Miami are going, so it's the first day.
Well, yeah, no, it is. It's like, yes.
Wow, I was debating me on this too. It's too early for me.
I'm not debating. I don't think you understand the word debate, but that.
Oh, really? Why don't you educate me then? Now you're in law school, you know you're going to debate.
No, I haven't started yet because it's orientation.
Oh, hey. You are brutal. Well, good luck tomorrow.
That's nice.
Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Seriously.
Thanks.
I'm happy. I'm proud.
It's like all like bullshit seminars on like student well-being, how to manage your time, how to set up your lockers. I don't need to know that.
When you read the itinerary, that's how it sounds?
That's how they say it.
How it's said?
Yeah. No, but it's just like annoying shit that I don't have to any, but it is what it is. That's fine.
All right, but it's a normal thing that, so they don't say how to set up my locker. It's, I guess you go to the thing and tells you how to set up your fucking locker. What can I tell you?
Yeah, you just.
You have a locker. Code. Interesting.
Yeah.
We didn't have lockers in law school. That's a weird.
Did
we?
I mean, it's just they have it on the campus. So, like, if you want to store your books or something instead of lugging them home, if you don't need them, you can leave them there.
Right. So, what I wanted to say was, good luck, proud of you. It's the first day. Remember when you entered this journey and decided to do this, and here it is, which is amazing how fast it goes. And I'm pumped for you. I think you do great, and I'm excited for you.
This fly. Lives in this.
No, it's got to be a different one.
No, obviously. But it's like they reproduce only one at a time.
Only one.
4 hour episodes.
What about the one that's in the kitchen when we eat dinner?
But I was sitting here for the last hour and a half at this desk not working or working, and there was not a single thing. The second we start this podcast, this fucking fly is flying in my face.
Unbelievable. So, and tell me about your weekend.
It was good.
Good talk. All right, thank you. I did that one. Nice. Hey, I'm a gaga.
How was your weekend?
The weekend was nice. What did we do? Friday night. Mom, Burke, and I, we just went to Le Maison. What's it? The French restaurant?
The Nouvelle Maison.
Same thing. Okay, so we went there, we hung, and Burke passed.
That means the new house.
Okay,
thank just you. So you know.
And
which is a bad restaurant name. The new house?
It's okay.
But La Nouvelle Maison sounds nice and fancy.
It's a nice restaurant. And it was fun. And then Saturday, we hung. We did some errands. Mom and I were busy yesterday during the day. And then last night we just had a couple of friends over that, like, one's going back to law school. So all Bryce's friends and the families who we know very well, which you missed.
Yeah. Friday night, I went to dinner at like this cool Miami restaurant.
You already answered your weekend. You said it was good. You didn't elaborate, so we can't go back now.
No, but this is just, so I went to this dinner and it's like a really good restaurant. It has a Michelin star. So I was,
look at you, fancy guy.
It's not a fancy restaurant. It's just really good food. So they have a Michelin star. But they'll have like a lot of bread options.
Is that the same place as where we went for that cool restaurant with Uncle Brant? Same owner? You said that in cool that little shopping center with Uncle
Brant? No, not that. Okay. But they do have it's a different restaurant. Okay. It's called Cruise Kitchen and people can, I'm happy to give them the shout out. It's a great restaurant and very cool, but a lot of their dishes like come with bread and I don't eat bread. I haven't eaten bread in a long time. And I was like, I'm going to
eat bread.
I'm just going to like enjoy this meal. It's Michelin star bread. I'm going to enjoy
it. Should.
So I ate bread and then we went out to a bar after I had literally like two or three drinks. I came home and I puked when I came home from the bread. Isn't that crazy?
I think it's from the bread.
It's got to be. It was. My stomach is messed up. Still. I just was on the toilet twice since I got home.
Interesting.
I literally had a lot of bread that night and then I went home and I you threw up from bread.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
So it's like now I just can't eat bread. I was like, that's it.
Guess
that's
you could have a slice of bread. You might have eaten too much.
Yeah, but isn't that crazy?
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, how do you feel?
Fine. And it was literally because of that because I still feel fine and it's fully stomach. But
do they make pills for that, like lactose intolerant? If you bread,
they make pills that have like gluten digesting enzymes. Okay. But
what about gluten free bread?
Yeah, I'm just going to steer clear of it with my weak little Jewish stomach,
Oh, my God.
But it is like a Jewish thing.
Are you going to shave before you go to school tomorrow?
Yeah, not fully bare.
No, right.
Trim up.
Clean up.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. So I feel bad. That. I'm sorry that you
threw
up.
No, I mean, it's fine. It is what it is.
But I feel bad.
When I was young, like when you're 7 to 12, throwing up is like the scariest thing.
It really is.
You're like, this is the last thing I ever want to do.
It's really scary.
But then now it's like I was feeling nauseous and I was like,
get in and get it out.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to go into the bathroom and try to throw up because I feel bad.
And you feel relieved.
Right. And I was like, I'm going to induce this on myself.
Move on to throw up conversation.
But when you're a kid, there's literally, I was like, there's nothing I'd rather do less than throw up.
It's scary. I agree. I don't know why, but it is very scary.
Because you're like, uncontrollable and it hurts.
I don't know. It's just maybe the fear of it. It's like when you're a kid, like that should not be coming out of my body that way. And maybe it scares you.
It is scary.
You don't understand it and the feeling, that kind of feeling.
Oh God, it's the worst. Actually, it's not that bad. When you grow up, you realize it's not that bad. And I was like, okay, fine. Life lesson.
Okay. What else did you do this weekend?
Just like a bunch of errands and shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
We can like move into.
Go right into it, Bronny.
There's like a few interesting things to talk about. There's a cancel court. We can finally do it.
Let's do it.
And I think you're gonna find this one interesting. Mr.
Potato Head. Haven't done this.
Cancel. What does that mean? That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And people who don't know the show, they're gonna be like, what is this?
Oh, you gotta tell people. All right.
No. Let it play.
We owe it to that. It's been such a while, right? Cancel.
It's the beginning of the end.
Word.
So cancel court is a segment that we used to do a lot because cancellations used to happen left and right.
And frontward and backward.
Yeah, and up and down.
Right.
And
inside and out.
They used to have it all the time. And so we made it like a cancel court was a segment that we would talk about like who's being canceled, what's being canceled, why it's being canceled.
We did one every episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there were things being canceled all the time.
Oh, that was motherfucker, close. That would have been bad. Holy shit, that would have been bad. I would have got canceled.
I don't think you can guess who got canceled. And it's a big one. It's like a full on cancellation.
I don't want to guess. Tell me.
Lizzo.
What?
Yeah. Lizzo is like being full on canceled.
Why?
We can go through.
Because I feel, I don't think anyone should be canceled. So as much as she annoys me because that whole fat thing and like twerking it around.
Yeah.
And then she's on a TED talk, like seriously, like she's qualified. But I still don't think she should be canceled.
She's being canceled for being fat phobic.
What?
Yeah.
So it's complete 360.
It's a bizarre story. I think it's more so just like.
She's not fat phobic.
No, that's what she's being canceled for. For like being anti-fat.
Like she's fat.
Yeah. I mean, that's why it's hilarious a bit. I think it's mostly like. So she's being. The allegations came out from her backup dancer. So she's on a musical tour and all her dancers are also fat. They all look just like her.
Why? Because she's black?
Well, they're all black and they're
I'm
fat.
I'm only teasing you.
Yeah. So that's
what you would say to me.
No, they do all look like her.
Okay.
Like
all Asians look alike?
Which also, like, that wasn't a thing before. Like, fat dancers, that doesn't exist. Like, Lizzo kind of
made...
That's
an oxymoron.
Yeah.
Lizzo that's like made a short, that up. Like a short basketball player.
Right. It is. It's like doesn't exist. Dancing is a...
You want good-looking bodies, and they should be fit.
But not dancers, even good-looking.
Dancers should be
dancing
fit.
Dancing is an extremely fit. Physical I mean, activity.
They should be fit.
And so if you're a backup dancer on a tour, you're dancing every night. Physically for 3 hours.
You should be fit.
Right. So you would expect them to be fit. So I feel like Lizzo kind of made the niche for backup dancers who are
okay.
fat.
Okay.
So her whole team is fat. And they're all calling her out. They all like turned on her and are saying about all these allegations about mistreatment.
Really? So let me, you know, bite the hand and fucking feed them. But, and they need to eat a lot, those backup dancers.
That's funny.
So my point is, They're gonna be out of jobs. No, they literally they bit the hands, not a hand. Yeah. Seriously, they bit the arms.
The trough.
No,
they bit the trough that fed them.
Oh, that's horrible. Who else is hiring them? No one.
Right? That's the thing. So
and you know Lizzo can replace them.
But Lizzo is like losing all her deals, all her streaming numbers have gone down. She's lost hundreds of thousands of followers. Because of all this stuff.
Could you imagine?
But it's like, she is the... It's so
wait,
funny.
Wait. Fucking Kanye is still... How many followers does he still have?
No, Kanye is like... But when's the last time you've heard of him?
Okay, well, because I don't know. But
also, no one cares about Jews. So if you go against Jews, no one cares.
But you're going against fat people.
But that's like...
So if it's a fat Jew, they don't care.
Probably not.
Like, oh, we
fat black woman, they would care way more.
You can't shame a fat person. You can shame a Jew. You shame a fat Jew, you get an award.
We can read like exactly what they're saying because there are also like other things that were like sexual things, like weird. Let's just look on what they said.
I want to say this too, though, because I want to say this in order to be fair, because even though I don't like a lot of things that Lizzo does, okay, which you've known in the past, my big stand is people should be able to who they want to be. Just don't shove it, right? We don't know what's true and what's not true. And you have to remember that. You don't know what's going on. You don't know what the press. We know based on our prior that these captions, the press are bullshit. We don't
not
know.
Not even just the press. The main thing is when you think about this story, these are her backup dancers who all look like Lizzo and Lizzo created this avenue for them. She's making hundreds of millions of dollars and they're probably making shit money as their backup dancers. It's probably, I saw the story, I was like, this is a jealousy thing.
They'd be working at McDonald's. They'd literally be working at McDonald's.
But they probably saw a little bit of the stardom and were like, we need to take her down and we can replace her.
They can't replace her.
But that's what I think.
Yeah.
Because they're like, if we can be doing what she's doing.
Should have hired different dancers, just saying.
Well, I don't know if she should have hired.
Yep.
You're saying like she should have hired skinny dancers?
Just hire different dancers.
Why? What do you mean different?
Ones that you could trust. Go ahead, read it.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Just what I want to say. Just read it.
Okay. It says,
and you gotta show me a picture.
It says,
come on, turn it. Let me see that.
Wait here, let me see if I can find any pictures.
Come on, let me just see that.
This is like her and her background. They all look alike.
Okay.
No?
Let's talk about
they're not even as fat as her, to be honest.
You want that dance? You're gonna trust that dancer? Look at that in the back.
Well, what does that mean? I don't understand what you mean by that.
I don't know what I mean. Just look at it. I'm talking instinctively. You look at that. Look at the outfit. Look at what come
the
on.
The outfit is chosen for them. That is not
to say
they're
I'm
in a.
Saying.
They're that's a costume.
I don't. Someone that's fat like that. I ain't looking. I don't know. I don't get it.
It says here, three of Lizzo's dancers have accused the singer of sexual harassment and creating a hostile work environment in a lawsuit filed Tuesday. So they're suing her, too.
Of course. Here we go.
This is the weird part, too. They also allege that she pressured them to touch a nude performer at an Amsterdam club and subjected the group to an excruciating audition after leveling false accusations that they're drinking on the job. So there's two things in there. One, the Amsterdam story. Apparently, when they were on tour in Amsterdam, they went to like a sex show in Amsterdam, okay, so which like that's a thing.
Yeah, we're going.
And one
we
of
are.
The
we're going in next month
to Amsterdam.
Yeah,
but you're going to the show where they where a person shoots a banana out of their vagina.
I want to. Yes, we're going
because that
I'm a person too. I can't. What you have a right to go and I can't.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to go to a show where.
Why? But fine. It's outside the comfort zone.
Sure, it's fine. It's not a big deal. But they went to that show, I guess like a team bonding thing or whatever there in Amsterdam. And one of the, they went to a show where a performer, a sexual performer, shot a banana out of her vagina and Lizzo made one of the people eat the banana.
No, probably what happened.
That's what the suit is.
Okay.
That's not even bad. That's funny.
Let me explain something to you.
That's like college hazing type shit.
When people go, oh, come on, just do whatever. I mean, it's all fine. She could have said no. It's not peer pressure. I mean,
she could have been like, Alicia, eat it. Come on.
Yeah,
Felicia,
go, girl. Said.
Eat it. You can do it.
Felicia, that's pretty funny.
Thank you.
Wow. Wow. No, but I would say like, they're like, oh, come on. Don't be a pussy. Have fun.
Don't
eat
a pussy. Don't be a pussy. Just eat the right, pussy. Right.
By the way, your first joke was funny. Don't.
That one was funny.
Go out and. No, it wasn't. Okay. But my point is. And you get a lawyer. And now the jurors are going to be. The plaintiff jurors are going to want fat people.
And it was filed in L.A.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I got to tell you something. Lizzo's people still like, it's a question of what jurors you get. But here's the problem. She has money. You get the people in the jurors. You get these fucking, it's fucked up. That's fucked up shit. I don't agree with it. I'm a Lizzo supporter.
Yeah, there you go, right? That's why I was like, this is crazy.
I'm a Lizzo supporter.
Yeah.
Let's send her an email. Wow.
The whole thing is,
no, I'm
Lizzo
angry over
created
it.
The fat. I like she started this whole fat movement. It's her thing. So to be accused, it's like literally accusing Hitler of being pro-Jews. It's like that's not how.
Well, that's pretty deep.
No, but you know what I mean. It's like literally, or like accusing Netanyahu of being anti-Semitic. It's like, but that's they started the whole thing, or not Netanyahu?
I got it. Well, that's weird. Just look at that. Is that normal?
No, someone is trying to hack into your phone.
So what do I do?
You have nothing. They can't get in because you have to press that request. That just got an Apple ID request from China. Someone's trying to hack in. Yeah.
So can you get rid of it?
No. You just don't accept it? Yeah, just don't accept. And then they can't get in. You might want to change your email and password after this. But they can't get in. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Yeah.
I have a whole cyber thing.
That's not with your phone.
Okay.
That's your work computers.
All right. My passwords are on the phone.
Yeah, but they're not in because of that. It's two-factor authentication. That's what that is.
Okay.
So it stops it. They had the first factor or whatever that means.
That's fucked up. So what do I do to fix that?
Just go in and change your Apple ID password so that they can't get in at all. Maybe even change the email. We'll do that after. It's not a podcast conversation.
But it's what came up in my mind. That's important. Go ahead.
But there's like, it's
we'll
fine.
Talk
you're safe.
Okay, go ahead. So you were saying.
I don't know. What was I saying? I was just saying,
yes.
Right.
No, I don't. But the problem is they're going to get money because she's a deep pocket. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think they probably were just like, we want to take a little advantage of her.
Fucking. And the lawyer. Who's the fucking lawyer that filed that stupid fuck?
And also, the second thing it says, the second charge is that. She subjected the group to an excruciating, in quotes, audition after leveling accusations they were drinking on the job. That's par for the course being a dancer.
That's her choice. She can do whatever the fuck she wants. You don't like it? Can't handle the
don't
truth?
Don't apply for the...
Get the fuck out.
But it's like, you're a dancer. Any performance job...
Well, fat. You know, getting up is going to be exhausting.
Yeah.
Seriously. Because I don't know how they're doing it.
Or working out. I couldn't perform... I couldn't be a dancer on a tour.
And they're fat, which means, they're overweight.
Objectively unhealthy and out of shape.
And out of shape. Right. I don't care who you are, you're out of
shape. They don't have stamina or cardio.
Correct. Therefore, literally going and standing up is going to be exhausting.
Yeah.
They can't dance. They can't wipe their ass.
I mean, the thing with dancing
is, they can't reach around and wipe their own ass.
At a certain point, like there has to be a ceiling on a dancer's weight, right? Because you physically can't dance at a certain weight level.
Are you talking about this to be a certain weight, structure weight for a ceiling when you have a dancer
no,
on it?
No. But you can't complain about there being an audition for a performance-based job. Yeah. That's like an actor saying, I don't want to try out for this role. Then it's like, then you don't get it. Like, that's what
this
the
is
job
the,
is.
This is the problem. Okay, so now everybody's going to have numerous witnesses there during audition. It just changed right. The way everything is. And I'll give you this. So a buddy of mine was looking to hire a lawyer, a senior level lawyer, okay? He shows me the text of the lawyer. Now, the employer is my buddy. He shows me the text of the lawyer who's been practicing numerous years. And the text is not like, I'm excited, this, that, whatever. It's like, you know, I want to spend a lot of time with my family. This is how it starts.
As they're trying to get the job, you're saying.
Correct.
Yeah.
And then the same thing. And I want to spend time with my family. So I don't deal with that much stress. But what's required for partnership track? In the same
before they're even hired.
So my buddy showed me the text. Goes, what would you do? I go, I wouldn't even respond.
Yeah,
I wouldn't respond. I wouldn't even waste my time. Like when I grew up,
the ball's in that person.
Yeah, but this is the world we live in. When we grew up, it was like I'll work. Tell me what you need me to do, and we never took vacation, never took sick time. And I would say, I'm going to prove to you. Just when I prove to you, make sure you take care of me.
Right, or you try to finesse it on the back end. Like if I knew I wanted to spend a lot of time with my family. I'm not telling them that. And then
why would you?
And then I'm working hard and I'm trying to like see, okay, the schedule, what can I do? How can I, when can I go? Like, I'm
right, trying like to figure what out I did, after like what I got did. The job. When I worked 14, 15 hour, you know, days and I came to school events, I just stayed up till 1 o'clock.
Right, working. You make it work.
I came to your events and then I worked later. So right. The pressure was on me, but that's what you do.
Yeah.
If you can handle it.
If not,
then you're not in that position, period.
Yeah, well, that's why you would say I'm just not going to hire that person,
right?
But some people,
no,
don't care.
Fucking pathetic.
This says here, the dancers accused Lizzo, a performer known for embracing body positivity and celebrating her physique, of calling attention to dancers' weight gain, and later berating, then firing another dancer after she recorded a meeting because of a health condition.
Yeah, that's all health conditions.
But that's also like this is a physical job.
She could say you can't gain more weight.
Right, as a that's dancer. Part of the job.
If that's I want to look, wait, that's the look I'm trying to have in my backup dancer. I want a certain look.
Not even look, actual performance.
But you could still have a look. You of just course. Like when you enact, they look for a certain look, they look for a certain height.
Yes, yeah.
Dancers. That's just the way it is. If you don't want them getting heavier than you, you don't want them raining, you know, taking the shine away. Who the fuck knows?
Right.
But you're allowed to. So now they're saying that's offensive. No,
and it's like, that's part you. Of the job. If you work on a construction site and you break your leg, you can't work anymore. You're not able to do the job, so they don't let you work.
You work on a construction site and you're interviewing somebody that has their hair done with hair extension, the nails, paint, or whatever. You're not hiring that person.
Right, right. Because they're not.
That's the better
but
analogy.
They're also, no, but I'm saying, because she's saying that she was like gaining her weight, like weight gain. Stopped her from being able to do the job. That's what Lizzo was saying. And so they're saying, you can't fire me for not being able to do the job. So I'm saying if you got fired.
Of course you can fire a person not right, doing the
exactly.
job.
Exactly. If you got fired for, or let's say you don't have an arm and you're going to like lift boxes as your job, they're not going to hire you. You can't do the job.
This is the problem we live in. This dumbing down, bringing
but how
down.
Do you even win that? How is that even a lawsuit?
Well, people find a way to make
it. And then it says lawsuits. Also the suit. Accuses the captain of Lizzo's dance team of proselytizing.
What is that? Prostitution?
No, proselytizing. What does that even
fucking mean? You don't know what that is?
No.
Or remind me the word. I know something you don't know.
The action of attempting to convert someone from one belief to another.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
So it accuses them, the captain of the dance team, of proselytizing to other performers and deriding those who had premarital sex while sharing lewd sexual fantasies, simulating oral sex, and publicly discussing the virginity of one of the plaintiffs. So they were inappropriate. The captain of the team was sexually inappropriate. But,
okay, I have a question.
That happens.
No, I have a question.
It doesn't what mean if, it's right
what,
or wrong.
What if they're off and they're on their break and they're just hanging out and their girlfriends and they're talking? Just saying. People do that.
I mean, they're also...
Nobody could speak anymore. Nobody could speak. Seriously.
Well... I mean, you're giving them a lot of benefits of the doubt. Like, or you're giving them
I'm just saying, you don't, my point when I'm not giving, I'm saying we don't know the true facts and the environment. Right, but the setting.
That's what the lawsuit will get to.
Yeah, but when you read this shit, it's all bullshit. And allegations are bullshit, too.
I mean, the thing is also, like, that's just part of living in life, right? Like, you walk down the street and you're going to experience things that you don't want. I don't want to experience seeing someone with their with their pants down and their butt out, a homeless person. But I do. But I'm not going to sue the homeless person.
No, but there was a,
because.
No, but in all fairness, there is a certain kind of environment you expect when you go to work, a little bit different.
But every single workplace I've ever experienced, someone said something that I'm like, what? That's a fucking weird thing to say. But I'm not, but like, I'm not like, I'm going to take you down.
Because you're not a bitch. It's the difference. These people, there's an ulterior motive. It's a whole different thing.
Right, yeah.
There are people who are nasty.
And it's like, the thing that's crazy is they're coming after Lizzo, who is like, Lizzo was the poster child for all this shit.
Look, there are people who just, the way we are, Bronson, is that if something's inappropriate or a mistake is made at the office or whatever it is, we accept it and you don't do it again, or you just call someone out for it. But you don't have to, not everything has to be punishable. Do you know what I'm trying to say? But these people are.
The mindset is, I'm going to take you down.
Yeah, but it's a mentality of a certain kind of person.
Yeah.
It's right. Not every kind of person
there
doing this.
There are plenty of workplaces that I've been in where I've experienced something and I'm like, that's inappropriate, or that's uncomfortable, or that's just like, what the fuck? But I'm just like, I'm going to let that be because that person, it's their own fucking thing. I'm just going to ignore it and let it slide.
I'm going to say this, which might come out wrong, but I think it's a certain kind of group that does it. The predominantly educated white group. No, listen, you have the gay community has to make a big point out of something. The black community has to make a big point out of something. How often do you hear a bunch of like Spanish people going, it's a cultural thing. The gay community, everything's got to be this. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's a younger thing. I don't think it's a, no one over 40 makes a big deal out of it.
True.
Anything.
It's a young, I agree. It's a younger thing. I agree.
No one even over 35 makes 30. It's a younger thing to make a big deal out of something. A 50-year-old black man's not making a big deal out of anything.
That's, well, it depends on a black person.
When have you ever heard like a 60-year-old black woman be outraged about something? They never. It's a young person thing. Or same, like a 60-year-old, all the old gay people, they're the ones that were like, we don't want this to be a big
leave
deal.
It alone,
let us just live our lives. Right. It's the young people that are like, we need to change everything.
Yeah, you fucking idiots.
So it's not a group thing. It's a young mentality. Because all the young people and every young Latinx, right? So you said Spanish people aren't making a big deal, but young ones are. So it's a youth thing, I think.
I'll defer. I'll give into that a little bit.
Yeah. So yeah, that's Lizzo being canceled. I just thought.
Well, what does Lizzo have to say on it? Or has she not said
I don't
said
think
it?
She said anything.
Okay. She's just eating. She's depressed.
Yeah,
but I mean, people,
she's losing a lot of.
She'll be fine. Steam. She'll be fine.
I don't know. People.
She'll be fine, but it's wrong. But Lizzo, I wish you the best, seriously, and we want you to fucking
you
come
don't
back.
Play it out. Okay. Outro.
We want you to come back.
Do you?
Yeah, she shouldn't be penalized, but I don't like that. I don't like those kind of things. Like, fuck those people.
I mean, yeah, she shouldn't be penalized for that stupid shit.
She has a right to, even if I don't like when she acts on certain things, she has a right to fucking make money and do what she wants. I don't have to listen to her. So I believe in that. Fuck these people trying to harm her.
Yeah, I agree.
Here's the way, I don't like anybody trying to harm anybody. Who the fuck are you trying to harm somebody? You don't like.
Unless they
are harmed.
Unless they deserve the harm.
Listen, but on the same token, if you don't like the person or whatever, fucking move on. Don't fucking harm their fucking business.
I agree.
You for fat sure. Fuck who'd certain be nowhere. People deserve and no one harm. Even knows them. By these people only fucking, they'll go back to fucking McDonald's. 100%. If they're not hanging out in the fucking stoop all day.
Okay. And now you're starting to get a little racist. Why are they hanging out in the stoop?
Because my point is,
why no, McDonald's?
Because they're not, because they, I guarantee they were nobody before her. They have no talent. They're nobody. They're obese.
What if they're unbelievable dancers? We have no idea.
Okay. Bronson, let's call it. They were nobody before her and there'll be nobody after her. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, I probably
know where you come from. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't be stupid. Ride the corporate ladder and be smart.
Right, exactly. Suck up to Lizzo so that she keeps you on your tours and then maybe you're the next one.
If you have somebody that's making you successful and they are successful, learn from them. Don't fucking.
Or just like suck up to them because the opportunities that comes with. Like in that show, The Idol, I mean, it was she like weaseled her way in, but that Asian girl was so nice to the main girl and then she ended up like. Basically replacing her.
Or better yet.
That's what you got to do.
Or better
yet.
Don't
try to take her
down.
You
don't like it, quit.
But what else job are you going to get?
But she's never going to get a job now.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have no talent.
So how about these Hawaii fires?
So sick.
To totally pivot.
So sick. So sad. You know the sushi restaurant we went to?
Yes.
I have the straw. I still have it. Remember it?
The straw?
The metal. I mean, the wooden.
The straw?
The wooden straw.
Oh, you bought that from there?
No, remember?
Yeah, so we went to Star Sushi.
Which is right.
Or Star Noodle is what it's called in Lahaina.
So, Brian, if you look at my toothbrush holder.
I've seen it. Yeah.
And I still have it. And I have it.
That's cool.
You'll never get those again.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if that's the case. That restaurant will probably be fine.
I don't think so. I don't think that town will ever be fine.
So
it's years.
Hawaii, the island of Maui in Hawaii for the last week has like been burning, devastating.
So sad.
Specifically, this town of Lahaina has been like, which used to be the capital of Hawaii. It used to be where the king.
Remember,
and queen,
we went to that doctor's building.
Yeah. It was the like original, some of the original white settlers of.
It was so cool. Hawaii. All the paraphernalia in there.
So
stop doing that.
It's been like burning for the last week.
So sad.
But so bad. Like the burning. So bad to the point that like when it, in the first couple of days, I was like, this doesn't make sense to me how it's burning so badly.
Tree. Oh.
Yeah, the big banyan tree is burned. Oh, the whole, when you look at the pictures, like have you seen some of the pictures? Yeah. It literally looks like
apocalypse.
It looks like Hiroshima after we dropped the atomic bomb.
It's so sad. It doesn't make sense.
But right, it doesn't make sense. And so I was like, this doesn't make sense to me. How
are you going with conspiracy? Yeah, saying, here we go. I am. Sorry, listeners. This is
No, but how Hawaii? Like, could you ever like when you think of Hawaii? What do you think of? Green, lush, rain,
the road to Hana,
tropical,
aloha.
But like you think.
What did
he
say? The guy on the video, on the audio,
the Shaka guide guy.
What did he say?
I don't know. Mahalo, maybe.
Mahalo, whatever. Yeah, you're good.
Hawaii is so wet and lush. How is it burning so badly? I've never seen.
So let me hear your retarded conspiracy.
No, it's not. I'm just questioning it because
I don't think that
the California wildfire. Like, right, I lived in California.
There's a difference, though.
What?
Go ahead.
California is so dry. Right. There's literally a drought. It's so dry. You feel the soil. There's no trees. Right. With green, everything is like hard,
desert,
and dry and brown. So everything will catch really quickly. And I've seen the devastation in California, and it's been bad. Towns have been not like the Hawaii pictures.
So here's my thought.
It hasn't been hundreds of cars just stripped to the bare metal.
Here's my thoughts, okay?
And then they're saying, they were like, this is caused by a hurricane in the ocean? What? How? Why? A hurricane 200 miles off the coast is making a horrible fire on a tropical island filled with rain?
No, I think they're saying wind. I think the wind.
But what does that mean? Okay. Why is the wind making the fire so bad?
Here's my thought. I believe that this fire started and the wind caused the fire to spread. Okay, okay. That's common sense, right?
Okay.
I think that unlike California as opposed to this area in Hawaii, I don't think that there is equipped to put out the fire spread so quickly. I don't think there was equipped where, like, for example,
but fire doesn't spread in wet things. That's why we never have fires in Florida.
No, we never have bad fires here because
it doesn't catch as hard.
No, but the difference is we don't have fires here because we are so there's so much cement. Okay, it's not a fire here. Unlike, let's say, northern Florida, there's nowhere for it to jump to and cause it because there's so much cement, there's no forest. When you have the foliage that you have in Hawaii, okay, the reality is things can jump and catch, those things catch fire. I don't care if it's green, lush.
But it's not going to be quick. It could burn, but it's not going to be fast when it's green.
No, but the difference is
green never burns fast.
Forests that are green burn all the time. All the time.
Not really. They have to be dry or drought.
No, they burn. They burn. Fires burn. Forests burn that are lush.
But
fires
like
wildlife, in it, they burn.
The Amazon doesn't burn.
Okay.
They have to physically light it on fire for it to burn. Right. It doesn't have fires from just lightning or
stuff. I'm telling you that I think that this is not sound negative, but you compare, let's say, Hawaii's ability or their maybe planning for these things is more. Third world, even not third world, let's say California, which is really a part of America that's like the heart of America.
No, you're saying that wrong. Like, I bet California is even more equipped to handle fires than Florida because they're used to it.
California's more
equipped. But that doesn't make Hawaii third world.
Not third world, but I don't think
they're not as prepared.
Prepared, that's what I
mean. We're not prepared for an earthquake in Florida.
Prepared, okay.
Because it never happens.
All right, I fucking wrong choice of word. I'm just saying prepared is right. Yeah. I don't think Hawaii were nearly as prepared or were prepared, and that's what caused
the spread. Okay, so you want to hear another thing? Hawaii has, each island has its own fire safety alarm protocol from the government. That goes off immediately when there's a fire detected and whatever. There's like a whole system in place, like governmental, like how we have amber alerts that are automatic. This thing did not go off, nor has it gone off the entire week. It was shut down.
So what's your thoughts, Mr. Conspiracy?
I don't know.
Okay, but you have a thought.
And why only certain sections?
You have a lot of questions, but why your thought?
What's your thought? Do I have to have a reason? I'm just questioning.
Yeah, you do.
No.
I want you to.
People are also saying, so there are thoughts online.
Which right? Like are?
Instantly all these articles came out. So the main thing that the authorities are saying, we do not know what caused this fire.
Okay,
they're all still saying that. It's unknown what's caused this. But then those articles are also immediately saying this is definitely not a direct energy weapon. So you're like, what?
Yeah, what does that even mean? I don't know what that means.
Right. So a direct energy weapon is like a plane or a satellite that like shoots a laser to like make a explosion.
Okay.
Which is a thing that exists. I can show you pictures of it. There are other instances of that happening. So then it's like when you read an article and you're like, this fire is so sad. They do not know what it's caused by, but it is 100% not caused by this.
That makes no
sense.
Then it's
like, first of all, you just said you don't know what it's caused by. So how do you know that it's not caused
by something? It's like walk in like, I didn't take the cookie.
Right. It's like
you took the cookie.
Yes. So right. So if you like look up Maui DEW, which is like direct energy weapon, everything's saying Mountain Dew, direct energy weapon. I'm not saying that this is what this is. So here, Forbes, today, conspiracy theorists go viral with claims space lasers are to blame. But it's like, okay, it's not a space laser. We have these. It's a plane that has a laser on the bottom that can, right? Like even if I took a really powerful laser and I pointed it at you, I'll burn your skin, right through your skin. So what if you just extrapolate that to a bigger thing?
Use a laser for LASIK surgery and you smell the burning.
And it burns, you're right. So what if you just took a bigger one? You could burn a whole house. You could just shoot it out of the house and burn it.
How cool is that?
And here, let's see. Let's just go straight to direct energy weapon. Here, this is from governmentaccountabilityoffice.gov.
Okay.
So this is the government's accountability page. Direct energy weapons, such as lasers, use energy fired at the speed of light. These weapons can produce force that range from deterrent to damaging to destructive. Mm-hmm. This is from the government's website. Many countries, including the U.S., are researching their use. Because they are energy instead of bullets or missiles, direct energy weapons could be less expensive per shot and have virtually unlimited firing power. However, the long-term health effects of these weapons are unclear. They also generally have a shorter range than conventional weapons, and weather conditions, such as fog and storms, can make direct energy weapons less effective. Here's one. This is demonstrator laser weapon system at the White Sands Missile Range in New Mexico. This is one of them
scary.
That we own.
Scary.
Okay, so they literally have a picture. This is a whole, look, high-powered microwaves, high-energy lasers. This shows an entire, here, look, it says, escalation of force. High power, each DW can produce a range of effects from non-lethal to lethal, depending on factors such as the time on target, distance to the target, and even part of the target on which the DEW is focused. DEWs can use this range of effects to graduate responses to a threat. A graduated response could start with temporarily preventing use of an asset or its access to an area and increase to destruction of the asset if necessary. So they're saying, they're literally admitting, these weapons can fully destroy something.
I don't have an issue with anything you're saying so far. That's okay. It's a weapon.
Right. So I'm just saying,
for its intended purpose, it does that.
So then you read this. So that's what a direct energy weapon is, which is a thing that actually exists. And it's not, some might be in space, but we have them here on land.
Okay.
And then you go to this Forbes article and says, conspiracy theorists go viral with claim that space lasers are to blame. So it's like already they're space lasers. That's like not real. That's okay. Not what that makes it sound crazy. Sure,
but we know these fucking headlines and things mean nothing,
right? So I'm just saying, like, you.
But why?
When all the media is instantly
look. But Bronny, the way media works, Bronson, when one person posts an article, the other ones pick it up and they all join the bandwagon. That's how it's done.
But so, it also is done that we know that they coordinate and we know that they're in bed with the government. So it also is done like when they don't want something to be spread, they instantly. Yeah, that's just, it's so bizarre to me.
So what's your thoughts on it? You personally, why do you think this is
I don't know what my thoughts are, maybe.
Or what are people saying that I'm not aware of?
So I mean, the Lahaina, which is like mainly the only place that was badly affected, like the north side of the island, okay. Like Hana, right, up over that section wasn't really affected. It was just that town of Lahaina. Lahaina was like the only, one of the main parts of Hawaii left that was mostly native controlled. It wasn't owned by outsiders. All the businesses were owned by native people. The shoreline, right? Like, remember we drove to that part of town?
Loved it.
Remember the north, the part where we were staying? It was like all huge mansions. It looked like any resort town in the rest of America. And then we drove to where we ate lunch.
Loved it.
And you were like, this, it had a different feel. Remember you were 100%. Like, this feels different. It was a lot more like little shops.
Islandy.
Yeah, it wasn't huge developments.
So you think there's a bit motive for finance? Okay.
To maybe just be like, this is like we...
Because only the wealth now can come in and rebuild.
Right. That's... I'm not saying that that's what happened. That's a possibility. Okay. Another possibility is Hawaii... They're saying like Hawaii is hosting... in 2 months, they're hosting a... Like the world climate change summit in Hawaii, and to like focus on making the island like all smart technology and fully wind and solar powered and all that stuff. This could have been like to be a catalyst because all the government, like the government and the media are fully saying this is a climate change thing. This is because of climate change that the fire so this bad.
To support their position and why they need to do something.
I don't know. The thing is,
I mean, that'd be pure evil.
I just look at, when you look at the pictures, it doesn't look like a fire. It looks like an explosion. Let's just go to Twitter. It literally looks like Hiroshima.
Yeah, it's sad.
Let's see.
Ooh, that's sad.
Let's go. Yeah, this is just trending on Maui. This is a video of people having to be in the ocean. And the whole thing is so sad. Like, I'm not denying that these fires aren't real. The fire is real. Like, this town is burning.
It's so sad.
Which is horrible.
Your mask is dirty. It's better.
Like,
could you imagine they're in the ocean?
Yeah, just wash it.
They're in the ocean because the fire is literally up to the shoreline.
That's going to be great.
This looks like the end of the world.
Wow.
Look at this. But, like, I want to see, let's see,
wow.
This says, Kai Lenny is arguably the world's biggest or the best big wave surfer right now and a resident of Maui. Listen to what he has to say about community support is being blocked by the government because they don't support it. Oh, that's not loading.
You would think we're all capable to pitch in and end this fire.
Right?
You would think.
Yeah.
I mean,
and it's been a week. How do we not?
Yeah. How do you not contain it in a week?
How do you not instantly just fly?
Everybody.
We have planes with chemicals that the town's already burned. So it doesn't matter about releasing the chemicals. Just drop chemicals on the whole island to stop it from
the whole thing is the fire. So sad. It'll be years for anybody who goes there, huh, Ronnie?
This person says the truth. They are not telling you about the massacre in Maui. I don't know who this person is, but let's just...
For the last 4 days. And I experienced firsthand what was going on there. What I went through is not important. I need to get this message out. This was not a natural disaster. This was a direct...
I mean, I have no idea who this person is.
...on the people and the place of Maui. If you know what lives there, what descendants live there, you know why. And you know why it happened on 8/8. And if this is not something that you believe, it's time to stop being a sheep.
What does this mean?
They came in and they took control. There were trees standing and the buildings gone. This system.
That is true. Like, there are pictures that you'll see where, like, a whole block is devastated and there's, like, one building that's completely untouched. And it's like, how is that possible?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess it could be possible if the fire just didn't blow that way.
I don't know.
But, I mean, I don't know who this woman is. These are, like, some of the pictures.
Yeah, that looks like it's a war.
That's not... How does a fire do this? How? Buildings full on collapsed?
One minute.
Like, look at that. This building's fully burned. That building's fully burned. That building is completely untouched.
Untouched. There's not even smoke damage.
How is that possible? It's weird.
1 minute. Gives you heebie-jeebies. Doesn't it make you give you chills?
This looks fully like a war zone. How is this fire?
By the way, this was such a beautiful... It'll never be built.
But you don't look at this and you think that's a bomb.
100%.
Right?
100%.
It just doesn't make sense to me how a fire could do this.
No, it's very... It's a little bit of sketchiness.
And you can see these are brick and cinder block. So how does a fire burn fully down all the walls fallen of a brick and cinder block building? It doesn't. That's not how it happens.
Wow, Bronny, this will never be rebuilt.
Yeah.
What a terrible loss.
I just was looking at these pictures and I was like, that.
He gave $100 million, Jeff Bezos, right?
Did he?
Bezos, is that his name?
Uh-huh.
$100 million would do nothing. That's billions and billions and billions of dollars in damage. Billion. It'll never be rebuilt.
No.
The insurance companies, they're all going to go bankrupt. Oh my God, it's so sad.
I want to see if I can find any more of what people are saying. This said.
But that's so sad. Oh God.
Look, here we go. This is from 6 hours ago from AP. Lahaina residents worry that rebuilt homes in Maui could slip into the hands of affluent outsiders seeking a tropical haven rather than homegrown residents who have given the island its spirit and identity.
It's done.
I mean, that's what's going to happen. This town is decimated. Who are the only people that will be able to afford to rebuild it are Oprah and Steven Tyler who already live there. You know, when they're going to buy up all this land because it's going to be cheap now.
My God.
Why aren't we seeing media outlets in Maui? Why is the entire area cordoned off from the public claiming biohazard? Why are they not flying in supplies for survivors? So many questions and so little answers.
True, too.
This person tweeted, or this person put a story. They said, airport last night, 72 hours later, and not a single government supply plane in sight. Weird. I don't know if it's true. Again, like none. I don't know if any of this is true.
The industry of people losing their homes due to fire, flood, monster, emergency services. But I need you guys to hear me out. You don't see what's going on. I feel something is bigger. I've been on Maui the last 9 years, and I know the geographical location and how everything works. There was no fucking way that a hurricane missed Big Island, went to Maui, and didn't flood them, didn't give them, you know, crazy, you know, other things, but it caused fires. It caused fires in not only on Maui, but it caused fires in the most precious parts of real estate in Maui. Lahaina Front Street is worth billions. The Hawaiians that have been holding out and the Kanaka have been holding out for years, not wanting to sell their property in Lahaina due to these big million-dollar companies. It is not a coincidence. I don't believe how in the most precious parts of Maui, Kula, Lahaina, and Kihei, that the locals that are standing strong and do not want to give up Oprah Winfrey's fucking view up in Kula that the Hawaiians are holding out on, that the fire was going to, the Hawaiians and the Kanaka that was holding right there on Front Street.
Like, the resorts didn't burn. No resorts burned. That we know of, at least. The only images that we're seeing are of the town of Lahaina.
You know, you watch these TV shows, these series, these miniseries, whatever. I forget one I watched, Mom and I watched about a month ago. And you see, like, the big business going to regentrify the place. They will burn them.
That's fully on. Happens.
So why wouldn't it happen?
Yeah. It's an evil thing. It's evil. And it's crazy to even think. But I'm not saying, oh, yeah, that's 100% what happened. It's just there's so many weird things about this. And the fact that the government does have these things, right? Like, we read that from the government's site. Let's see. This says, this is that Forbes article. And also, it's like Forbes. That's a business magazine. Why are you talking about Lahaina fires and fact-checking conspiracy theories? Forbes is literally just about business news, you know? It says here, if you search Twitter for information about the fires in Hawaii that have killed at least 67 people, you're likely to find some wild conspiracy theories. In fact, a number of different verified accounts on Twitter insist space lasers are creating the fires in Maui, a ridiculous conspiracy theory that first gained widespread attention after Marjorie Taylor Greene floated the idea. Okay, but it's like different things, right? You know, we're talking about different things. To be clear, there's absolutely no evidence that space lasers are to blame for the fires. Right, but there's no evidence that they're not to blame. Like, you can't...
I get it. I understand.
That hasn't stopped many so-called verified accounts on Twitter from insisting that old photos depicting laser shot being shot.
Aren't you glad that? Aren't you glad though that Elon owns Twitter? Because you know, if this was owned by the predecessor, these things wouldn't be in there.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. Totally. At least it spreads some. People say, let me think about it.
Totally.
Yeah, that's a value there.
It's terrible. It's, you know, Bronnie, it's just odd. I was seeing all these things.
It's interesting to hear what that guy has to say, right?
Yeah, all of them. Like, this is not real. I know. That's not real. Oh no! Well, wait. This says, look, this is here's a video of an actual direct energy weapon strike in Chile on May 26, 2023. I don't know if that's real or not, but look at this
crazy video. This just happened. Hey, y'all, Myra here. So take a look at this crazy video. This just happened today, May 26 in Chile. So quick backstory, a man was in his apartment and he heard 5 explosions and then his electricity went out. He ran to his balcony to see what was going on or to see if he could see anything.
I don't know if this is real.
And he happened to catch the 6th explosion. It looks like a laser beam, y'all. A laser beam.
Should we look that up?
Sort of.
Yeah, interesting. Who the fuck knows?
May 26, Chile.
Laser beam.
DEW.
I can look anything up.
I mean, none of these are... These are all just the same. It's just that video. Here's a YouTube video about it. Yeah, it's the same video. So I don't know if that's true or not, that video.
Listen, like, you can't believe sad about the Hawaii thing. It really is. It's a terrible, terrible, terrible thing. You know, we were there, so we understand. It's like terrible.
Yeah. Terrible. Oh, it's so sad. Regardless of whatever the...
And these people don't have the finance to rebuild it.
No.
No.
Not at all. Rebuild that, like, how do you rebuild a whole town?
Amazon's gonna put their headquarters there now.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's the thing. Jeff Bezos is donating $100 million because he probably wants to use that to clear out so that he can then put his home there.
Warehouse
in the prime real. This says, this was not an accident or freak of nature, it's geoengineering and using their weapon. Let's see what this person said. This is a Hawaiian
situation. Now, I want you to look at this guy's page, go to his Instagram and follow him. He's talking about how people are trying to bring in supplies such as water. Food.
Okay, well, let's just go straight to him. Paele Kulani. Paele Kulani. Here.
How's your finger, by the way?
Good. It's fine.
Sad.
I think it's this one. Let's see what he has to say.
Hey, hello, everybody. Just coming on here to give a quick update on some of the ridiculous things that are going on for us here in Lahaina. I'm okay. I have my home in Honokohau Valley. For those of you who don't know, it is my grandmother's house that was completely engulfed and taken by the fire. I got to my grandmother's house about 30 minutes before it was completely engulfed, and it's gone. It's burnt to the ground. But the problem right now is not, I mean, obviously it's all still a problem, but people here are suffering. There's not enough supplies. There's not enough food. There's not enough water. Sad. There's not enough gas. There's not enough propane. There's nothing here. There are people that are trying to bring all of these things in right now, currently, as we speak. About 2 minutes ago, somebody just told me that they got turned away, regardless if they were a resident of Lahaina, regardless if they're a resident of Honokohau Valley, which I am from. And even people that live in Kahakuloa, which is closest to a lot of these roadblocks, are having a hard time even getting to their own homes. Now, the question is, and this is something similar that's been happening at Honolulu Bay this recent time, when we had the means to save and protect and prevent a catastrophe from happening. The public did, but our state and our federal government, like the Coast Guard, they denied us access to go and help. Now they are doing the same thing again at these roadblocks, denying people access to bring in.
But then again, it might be because like they don't like they can't have like when you're in a crime scene, you can't just let anyone in.
But look, I agree, and there might still be fires going on, and they said we can't jeopardize people. It's a tough call
because the government of Hawaii.
It's a tough call.
Instagram page commented. This is literally or the governor. The office of the governor said, "Thank you for your video and your resilience during this tragedy. Due to the extensive damage, Maui County is only allowing approved entities into Lahaina right now. Their focus is search and recovery, as there are hundreds of loved ones unaccounted for. Unfortunately, it's not a safe or secure area to be, unless escorted by authorities." Which, yeah, that makes sense.
I understand that.
That makes sense.
Just like you can't go in like an abandoned home. You got to be careful,
right? The whole thing's sad, and I just was
terrible.
It was just so odd that like. Every news is like, we don't know what this is.
Well, you
but
definitely
it's not this.
You
and I'm
definitely
like, how?
Brought a, to me at least, a different view. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not 100% certain now. Like, there is, I do question certain things. I'll never know the true answer, but you definitely made me from my lack of me just, I was just sort of drinking the Kool-Aid or like, I live in Florida, so I'm so far from Hawaii that it would be like, oh, it's, to me, it's just these terrible fires that were caused by this hurricane or something.
But, like, does that even make sense?
No, it makes no sense.
We have,
but I never thought about that. I didn't agree with that.
We have hurricanes in Florida every single year. We've never had a fire from it. Never.
No, but in Louisiana, when they had that hurricane.
They didn't have fires. They had floods.
No. But because the fire started because of like electrical things, there were plenty of things that were
burned
down.
There were fires that happened in Louisiana?
There were plenty of things that burned down. We saw the homes that were burned
down. Burned? Oh, okay. See, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because when I guess you had electricity on, there were floods and people left their homes, whatever.
But that's electrical fires. But I guess an electrical fire can spread and turn into a forest fire.
So there are destructive things that happen due to hurricane. The thing is, I'm just saying from me just... the limited I know from what I hear, and of course then it becomes hearsay after hearsay after hearsay, you're like, oh my God, so sad what's happening in Hawaii.
And it is, objectively.
No, 100% upset. But what I'm saying, but now this makes me say, who knows? Who knows? I don't trust anything out there, so who knows?
Isn't that the idea of even a direct energy weapon? That's crazy.
Scary.
That they have just, it doesn't fire bullets, it's just a beam of energy
that can shoot right through you. They have weapons that are just sound.
Yeah.
Like
Havana Syndrome. Do you know what that is?
No. Like, you know the...
We'll talk about it.
Okay. Well, we can't talk about it now, though.
No, well, we can't. I was saying, let you finish your thing.
You ever see those? They had them as toys.
Yep.
The big boom.
They use that
crowd
as...
Crowd control.
Right.
Yes.
For like in a riot. They'll just shoot
and not
that
only,
thing.
And not only that, but they can make it now. It's so specific. It can go after... They can... A light that can go directly towards your eye.
I can pinpoint it right into your ear.
But that sound, I'm talking about even a light, where they have cameras where you don't have to have people operating and they could just, if they boom, it knows to track the eye and it'll stop you right then. Or sound.
Yeah.
Right.
Havana Syndrome is a term that came from, there were a lot of like government officials. So now it's been found in many places, but it started, I think, in Havana. And like, U.S. government officials were going to Havana on diplomatic things or whatever and all started feeling like sick, like started having weird symptoms. So they called the sickness they were having Havana Syndrome, and it turns out it's from sound weapons, like low energy sound weapons. And this has been found across the world that like, let me get details up. Havana Syndrome.
So back to Hawaii, we our heart goes out to all the people there. I'm very sorry that it's just a sad thing.
So this says, Havana Syndrome is a cluster of unproven idiopathic symptoms experienced mostly abroad by U.S. government officials and military personnel. The symptoms range in severity from pain and ringing in the ears to cognitive dysfunction, and were first reported in 2016 by U.S. and Canadian embassy staff in Havana. Beginning in 2017, more people, including U.S. intelligence and military, and their families reported having these symptoms in other places such as China, India, and Washington, D.C., So do you know, that already is like weird. So government officials and their families are all experiencing like
certain locations.
Symptoms out of nowhere. Like imagine if me and you just like all of a sudden started feeling sick.
Yeah, it's weird.
And then we were like, oh, also these people are. So the U.S. Department of State, Department of Defense, and other federal entities have called the events anomalous health incidents. So it's like, that's like how they do like UAPs, like unidentified aerial phenomena. They coin these things.
Yeah.
That Of over 1,000 cases, the majority of U.S. investigative bodies have only found a few dozen cases to be suspicious. Once the story became public, various UN government officials attributed the incidents to attacks by unidentified foreign actors, and various officials blamed the reported symptoms on a variety of unknown technologies, including ultrasound and microwave weapons. Others, possibilities such as pesticides and toxins were raised, but all suggested were speculative. As the story developed, the U.S. intelligence services could not determine the cause. Due to the lack of evidence, pattern of reports, and spread to numerous locations, some scientists purported the alternate hypothesis of mass psychogenic illness as the true case, meaning like they're all just think yeah, well, that they're doing not, like it's in their mind. Ridiculous.
That makes no sense.
But yeah, a lot.
I don't put anything past that.
But no, here it says in March 2023, so that was a few months ago, seven U.S. intelligence agencies completed a review of the cases of Havana syndrome and released an unclassified report with the consensus that available intelligence consistently points against the involvement of U.S. adversaries in causing the incidents, and that a foreign adversary's involvement was very unlikely. Despite this report, Pentagon-funded experiments which attempted to create the Havana syndrome, recreate the Havana syndrome in animals by exposing them to RF waves, continued for extended periods. So they're testing that.
Yeah, but it could be very different in animals than it could be in humans also.
Yeah, sure. But that's like, a lot of people say that this is like direct energy weapons, but of like a smaller caliber. Yep. To just like mess with, like to...
And who was doing it?
Other governments. Like let's say, you know, the U.S. diplomats in Russia are like trying to do all these deals, and the Russian government is like, let's
slowly. Or it's like a drop of rat poisoning for 10 years and you die.
Yeah, or not even that, just to like get them off their game. You know, if you have to like come to the table and do all these diplomatic meetings and you're like, I want to make them feel sick so that they come in there and
here's bottled water and it's in your water.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely do that shit.
I don't put anything past them.
Yeah.
All right.
Follow the advice.
Yep.
Let's see if I have one ready.
Crazy. There's so many crazy things. The internet's good and bad at the same time. It brings awareness, but it's also sometimes ignorance is bliss, isn't it? Not knowing. Sometimes you're better off not knowing. Like I'm getting my office painted right now, and I went to open up the guy's thing for the painters, and I got to tell you, my office is such a fucking mess. It's like, I don't want to see what goes in the kitchen. I wish I never saw it. He's like, I'm going to put everything back.
Oh, like while he's working though.
I'm just saying, but ignorance bliss. You don't want to. Yeah, I don't want to. I don't want to see them make my food. I don't want to see the chef. I don't want to see the cooking people. I don't want to go in the back.
Let's see. This is anonymous. This says, I recently graduated college in December and started working. I have a job, but it's not really what I want. I'm also living at home with my parents until I have enough money to move out.
Oh, it's Andres. I'm thinking, okay.
My college experience was awful. It was mostly online because of COVID, and I was at home for a lot of it. I feel like I missed out on having fun, making friends, and having the college experience. Some days I think about leaving my hometown and moving to a new state or city to reinvent myself. I also have a boyfriend who I've been dating for 3 years, and we're committed. He doesn't graduate until next year, and we don't currently live together. We want to live together once he graduates, but he doesn't want to move to a new state like I do. I've been feeling so depressed, stuck, and unsure about what life decisions to make moving forward. Do I quit my job, move to a new city by myself, try to convince my boyfriend to move somewhere new with me? I don't want to live with regrets, and I'm not sure what to do.
The answer is yes, yes, yes. And if he doesn't go, still go.
You think? You end the relationship? Because, I mean, I guess if you're depressed and you don't like your situation.
From what she's saying, she wants more. She's young, which is okay. She wants more than what her town offers, and she wants to experience it. And I think she will never be satisfied if she doesn't try.
Right, and you, like, yeah, you'll always live with regrets if you didn't do it.
Just try.
Yeah, like, you don't have to break up with your boyfriend. Be like, I want to move away for 2 years and then, or a
year.
Let
her move while he's in college. He's still got a year left. Why don't you try it for a year?
Yeah.
They're long distance anyway.
And if you are having aspirations and goals and ideas of living in a different place and he doesn't, then you guys might not be for each other.
Listen, I get it. You're young. Living at home, I get it. You don't like your job. It's not the ideal job, which is okay. That's not unheard of. You know, you're young. It's job. It's not a vacation. But now's the time to experience
this. Yeah, they never experience fun things.
Listen, she's at the point in her life where this is the time to try those things.
Yeah.
What was that?
And I got an email.
She needs to try it.
Yeah, I agree.
I think you have nothing to lose. What's the worst? Just try it.
Right. You just come. Like, you if you don't like it, you just come back.
Look, I did it.
And then you don't have. I did it. And right. then you don't have regrets.
Right.
You experience. Like, I experienced everything I wanted to. I left. I lived all over the world. And then I came back. And now I'm like, I'm happy living my nice life here. I don't want to leave.
Oh, that's nice.
Because I experienced it all.
And I picked up and left and never came back. I ended up staying in Florida. So you got to live your life and try it. That's my advice to you, Anonymous. So good luck. Yeah. Keep us posted. Bronnie, love you. Everybody,
love you too.
Take care. You're joking, right?
Well, I'm trying to be hopeful. I'm trying to be optimistic about that.
Well, I guess you're too young to be a little pessimistic like me.
The fucking things I see out there, people are stupid.